Samantha Cunningham is a firefighter technician at KISA. She's also a paramedic with decades of experience responding to accidents and disasters. She'll be conducting first responder training at Kachemak Emergency Services on Ashwood Drive off East End Road. She says there's a book to study, but the bulk of the training is spent doing things rather than just sitting in a classroom.
Because that's what it's all about. You do need to have some of the book learning because you need to learn a new vocabulary. You have to learn what it means when somebody says posterior versus anterior, back versus the front, for example. Small thing, but there you go.
While learning vocabulary, Cunningham says trainees are building a practical skill set for responding to emergencies. Straightforward mechanical skills, she calls them.
A straightforward is a backboard. There's straps and there's a diagram to remember to tighten the straps in a certain order, probably 10 or 20 times before you're done with the class.
Also important are the interpersonal skills that a trainee learns and practices, like how to take vital signs and how to speak to someone who may be in shock.
Because you would be learning how to come up to somebody and touch them and take their pulse without both of you feeling awkward. How to move in and out of people's personal space bubbles. You learn how to ask questions that you sometimes wouldn't ask people. We don't normally ask people that we've only met 5 minutes ago what kind of medications they're taking.
Jake Schmutzler has been through all of this. He's an EMT and an engineer at the Homer Firehouse for about 5 years. He says that once the 2.5 month training is complete and the test has been passed, volunteer firefighters and EMTs can lend their time and their new skills in a way that suits their schedule.
So if you work on the slope, you've got 2 weeks where you're off and 2 weeks where you're here, they can work with that. If you work during the days and you only have time at night, we can work with that. Or if you wanted to volunteer for 24 hours on a weekend, once or twice a month, there's room for that.
Schmutzler is a level 3, the highest designation for an EMT. He says a lot of level 1 EMT training is learning how not to hurt people when you're trying to help.
So EMT1s, you can give oxygen and you can apply splints and backboards and C-collars and things like that. How to keep somebody safe as you're transporting to the hospital. Your EMT2 skills, you get to be a little bit more invasive and start IVs and give people glucose and Narcan for diabetes and narcotic overdoses, and then EMT3s can give cardiac meds, administer meds for seizures and pain meds.
The V in HVFD stands for volunteer. Even with all the training and responsibilities, most EMTs are not paid. Homer Volunteer Fire Chief Mark Kirko says it's a highly demanding job and the only benefits come from serving your community. Though Kirko says some people do take the training in order to bring those skills to use as guides or on a fishing boat.
A lot of folks I know take it because it's part of their career paths. And they might work out in isolated camps, fish camps or something, and it's always great that they have that ability to have well-trained EMS responders. And look forward to getting as many people that are interested in the class so they can join our organization and help out in the community that way.
EMT training in Homer will begin on September 9th in Anchor Point. The training starts on September 23rd. Kachemak Emergency Services training days will be scheduled for the first or second week in January of 2020. For more information in Homer, go to the firehouse on Pioneer Avenue. In Anchor Point, the firehouse is located at 7244 Milo Fritz Avenue, and Kachemak Emergency Services is located on Ashwood Avenue off East End Road at about mile 19. In Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.